This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Russ is full of it. Definitely full of it. Let's just listen to the tail end of this call that he has with a caller talking about chemtrails, and then we'll go right to the phone calls. It's about 30 seconds. Listen to what he says.
It may be redirecting the calls. You just never know. But I hope that you get to the bottom of it. The chemtrails. Mm-hmm. That are causing all this, that you see flying above you. You've seen them, folks. Streaks, usually behind airplanes. That's why they're called chemtrails. Contrails. You think they're contrails, but they're actually very insidious things, chemtrails. Okay, Sue, thank you very much. I have to take a brief time out, folks. We'll be...
All right, so Rush Limbaugh admits that they're insidious and so on and so forth. Chemtrails, folks. It's what's for breakfast. Let's take a caller now and get your take on this. 800-313-9443 if you would like to jump on board and give us your thoughts. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Bob in Vegas. What's up, Bob?
What up, Bob? Yeah, you know what? I didn't believe that chemtrail stuff years ago, man. My buddy Mousy told me about it, and I was like, what? I never heard of such a thing. And did a little research, and apparently it's true. I don't know about the whole weather snap that we're having across the country being part of that, but, you know, it's a matter of opinion. The one caller, Andy, he was saying about taxes, representation, police stuff.
Yeah.
The IRS is not a U.S. government agency. It is an agency of the IMF, and he can look at diversified metal products versus IRS. The IMF is the agency of the U.N. So good luck with all that. Hope the best. Other thing is, got a newspaper today, Nevada gets okay to test drones, approval to spur thousands of new jobs. How about that? Looking forward to that. So, and, yeah, that's, and the Rush Limbaugh, who's Rush Limbaugh, really? Seriously, the only Rush I know is that great band from, Canada. I mean, who is he to even patronize or mock or whatever? Yeah, he totally tell you he was mocking her.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I don't know. I wasn't getting my hopes up when I was told about this, that's for sure, about him anyways. But hopefully, inadvertently, they directed people to research this, because many people haven't even considered this concept, that there's something more than just condensation trails up there.
Well, a long time ago, when I first heard about it, I didn't believe it, like I said. I mean, I see them flying. I live in Las Vegas, so, I mean, north of me is the Nevada test site where they used to test all the bombs and stuff. And I never see chemtrails up there because it's a no-fly zone. No planes are allowed up there for, like, hundreds of miles.
Oh, really? So,
yeah, like, no planes. If a plane flies over there, it gets shot down. Never heard of that happening, but I don't think anyone wants to test it, neither.
No, I bet. Well, thanks for your call, man. Always good to hear from you, Bob.
Word.
All right, take care, dude. Let's get Werner's take on this.
I called up about this subject already before, but I got a few more points, maybe. I noticed there last fall, some mornings when I was coming out here, I'm in New Brunswick in eastern Canada, and I think it's a similar situation in the New England states. But when I was coming out in the morning, I noticed in the car was parked, you know, the window facing the south, and when the sun was shining, I could see a whole bunch of little crystal, like a crystalline dust on the window. And when I wiped with my hand over the roof of the car, it felt like I was wiping with my hand over fine sandpaper. And basically it was something that had been coming down out of the sky. And we are not I'm not living anywhere near to any kind of a major industries or so. But there's Arizona Skywatch. I just clicked it on. I did post it on my desktop about when 2009, Dr. Perlingeri and her team, where they did the air testing at ground level in 2009. It is outright very disturbing what they found out about the levels of toxic materials.
Yeah, barium, aluminum oxide, strontium, for sure.
And there's especially this one, it's manganese. It's not magnesium, it's manganese. It's a different
element. Manganese, yeah.
And it is a very powerful neurotoxin, more dangerous than lead or mercury. And the level was over 500 times above the allowable toxic limit.
Wow, so why aren't people dropping dead, I guess, is the obvious question.
Well, a lot of people, they spend their time inside. Air conditioning systems and so on. But as I say, most of those what's coming down, what we are breathing in, is accumulative. And I figure they follow up different purposes. It can have something to do with HAARP. It can have something to do about nanoparticles, about redesigning the human race.
Mm-hmm.
We know. I think we are coming now to a point in time where there should be a moratorium on all those idiotic tests. Worldwide, a moratorium, you know, basically shuts those mad scientists down. One of them said, when he was asked why they're doing it, he said, oh, we want to see what will happen. And I think the Earth and all its life, it's too precious to be put in the fate to be put into.
Yeah, we're not guinea pigs. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's this kind of an attitude, you know, those kind of fellas with that kind of an attitude, there should be a mental assessment, and maybe they should be lobotomized. There's a saying, you know, who can do more damage?
I don't know about that, but okay.
There's a saying, who can do more damage, an idiot or an educated idiot?
Sly like a fox. Yeah, I hear you, Werner. All right, well, thank you for your call. Let's now talk to Art Underground. What's up, Art?
Bob, how's it going? Hey, Bob, how's it going? Can you hear me all right, man?
I can. Can you hear me all right, man?
Okay. I got some programs running on my computer, so I didn't know if it was affecting my bandwidth or not.
Yeah, you're skipping a little bit, but you're underground. What can you expect?
All right, let me put this thing on pause and see if that makes any difference. Talking about the chemtrail thing, you know, a lot of questions about chemtrails. You know, what are they used for? Some say it's used for weather modification. Maybe, who knows? Is it used for HAARP? I don't know. I don't know enough about HAARP to say. There could be any number of reasons why they would be doing this. I do believe it's directly involved, it's connected to geoengineering, but I have in my possession something that was sent to me. It's a document dating back to 2005. You can't find it anymore. It used to be on army.mil, but I did manage to track down an updated writing on this, also a U.S. Army professional writing. But this particular one that I'm looking at right now was a copy sent to me several years back out of Sal Regina University, Newport, Rhode Island, U.S. Army Professional Writing by Peter Rosenholm, Ultra Macro, Non-Lethal, and Reversible, Looking Ahead to Military Biotechnology, Possible Military Uses of Biotechnology. Combining possible magic dust, smart dust, i.e. chemtrails, and directed energy as a weapon to cause mutations. Now, this came directly off of Army.mil. And I could tell you some of the stuff that's in this thing, and it is absolutely frightening what they talk about using this for.
I want to hear more about this. We're coming up to a break, Art, so hold on. And I want to also take more calls as well, 800-313-9443. We're going to go to Frank in West Virginia and see his take on this all. And of course, he's going to be touting the typical BS that we expect to hear from Frank. But, hey, it's good radio when we have some of that. And Jerome as well, so stand by.
Physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Ooh. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
More calls in just a second. 800-313-9443. We got open lines if you would like to jump on board. 800-313-9443. And I'm gonna go to Jerome in just a second. But Art, I want to let you finish your thought. Tell me more about this.
Well, I've highlighted three very specific parts of this document, and I'll share this with you. Under aggressive biotechnology, it states, methods to change and rebuild biological features and biomolecule functions soon appear in great numbers. Genome and proteome technologies can accurately modify living tissues according to precise procedures and conditions. Through the interaction of proteins, we can modify cell function as needed. In the final analysis, war is simply human behavior that forces enemies to lose the power of resistance. Biotechnological weapons can cause destruction that is both more powerful and more civilized, love that word, than that caused by conventional killing methods like gunpowder or nuclear weapons. Under reversible wounds, it states modern biotechnology reveals pathologies of products that can do great harm to people. It can also provide effective ways to explore human health hazards. We can also use this knowledge during war to damage and injure individuals in a more accurate, effective fashion. We can choose military biotechnologies with different pathogenic factors to achieve various military goals. A military attack, therefore, might wound an enemy's genes, proteins, cells, tissues, and organs, causing more damage than conventional weapons could. Under directional effect biotechnologies, this document states ultra micro damage. When attacking an enemy with biotechnological military weapons, we could choose targets from a nucleotide sequence of protein structure. We could cause physiological dysfunction by producing an ultra micro damaging effect to a gene or a protein structure and functioning. Precision injury and ultra macro damage are two vulnerating methods based on genomics and proteomics. Because they target the primary structure of the gene and protein, they are completely different from traditional methods of war that directly damage tissue and organs. It also talks about what is more, it is now possible to make bioproducts that can target and destroy an enemy's armaments, food, and water sources. We're talking some serious, heavy-duty stuff here, dude.
Yeah. Interesting. Will you send me that in an email, please?
Most certainly will.
Thank you, Art. Always informative to hear from you, brother. Take care. Let's go to Jerome now in California. Hello, Jerome.
Bob. What up, Bob?
Hey,
oh,
man.
Hey, you know, the chemtrail stuff, hey, that stuff is real, buddy. Like Art was just saying, man, I love listening to your show, man. It's like a history lesson every time I listen.
Really?
All the RBN, it's like it's very fulfilling on the mind. Very fulfilling on the mind. It's a lot better than watching the boob tube. But yeah, the chemtrails, alright. I'm sitting here on the beach, looking at planes fly over, and it's at night, and if the chemtrails go by, and plane, not a chemtrail. So wouldn't that mean, if it was a chemtrail, that means the plane not flying too far out of the sky, right?
You would think.
I don't know, like, a chemtrail is killing trees everywhere, killing everything. And like the one man, Werner, saying about the dust. I see the dust all the time. Clean the window next day. Clean the window again. Very fine. Very fine. Like metallic looking stuff all up on the window.
No, I'm concerned about the stuff we can see, Jerome. I'm concerned about the particulate particles, the nanoparticles that can get in our lungs and in the soil and in our food and all that. That's what scares me. But you're right.
Let's wait up, Bob. Let's wait up a little bit. What's worse, chemtrail, the oil in the ocean, and we got Fukushima? I mean, seriously, every direction. And people are thinking about the snow on the ground and the minus degree temperatures. That's nonsense. I mean, most people don't understand history. A long time ago, when this country first started, most people thought tomatoes were poisonous because they're red. Okay? Benjamin Franklin had to get in front of an audience and explain to him that it's not poisonous. He's been overseas, and he's seen people eat them. He had to eat one in front of people, and they sat there and watched to see if the man had died. He didn't die. Most people are like your boy Frank. Frank don't understand. Frank don't see this called the top garbage.
You want to talk to Frank, Jerome? You want to talk to Frank for a moment?
I love to talk to Frank.
All right, let's bring Frank on. Frank, you're on with the Bob Tuscan Show and Jerome.
Hey, Jerome, man, here's the deal, Jerome. I don't know nothing about nano nothing. And, well, Rush Limbaugh only tells the truth. You sound like you're not very educated. You come from a minority group there, buddy. You should get your facts straight.
Whoa, wait a second, Frank.
You should get his facts straight.
Are you like a clan member or something?
Well, Everything in America is racially divided now. Haven't you? Can't you tell now, Bob?
All right. Hold on.
Everything is on.
Let's break down for a second, and I want to let Jerome respond. Jerome, this guy's got nothing to say, man. He's coming after you based on the way your voice sounds. I mean, what ridiculous BS.
You know what? Bless that man's soul. He has a mind the size of a peanut. Peanut has more intelligence than that guy. Wait, you're that stupid. You got to come after me because of race. Big deal. I'm half Blackfoot, half black.
Bring Frank back, Mr. Producer. So, come on, Frank. If you're going to have a conversation here, let's not...
I'm not talking race. I want to explain something, Bob. It all started with Bob Barker and saving the whales. It ended up with chemtrails, and then Building 7 was a natural evolution of that into global warming or climate change, into whatever this guy's talking about. Nobody can figure it out. Into Rush Limbaugh's collar, where you guys are being mocked by everybody on the planet Earth. You're some minute minority that believes in nano angels.
Why you listen?
Sparkly dust, whatever the fairy throws out.
Micro nukes.
Hold on. Let Curtis speak as well, guys. Go ahead, Curtis.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Jerome.
I'm sorry, Jerome. Right, Jerome. Sorry. Go ahead, Jerome.
If you don't like the show, Frank, you don't like the show? Turn it off.
Yeah, the show's good.
Like hunting.
Yeah, we learn a lot on this show there, Jerome. It's entertaining along with, all the knowledge you gain.
Where else would you have heard of nanothermite dust and micronukes? Where else?
Yeah, I never heard of micronukes. I never heard of,
Once again, because you don't read the internet. You don't look
out
around.
Fairies, whatever the fairy waves around.
Educate yourself.
I didn't, Jerome. No, Jerome, actually, I like myself. Okay, and I listen to Rush Limbaugh every day at noon.
I
know
that.
When he's mocking somebody, he was mocking, all these Save the Whale, Chemtrail. It all ties together with Bob Barker and Saving the Whales back into the 70s. You guys are just, you're new at this, all right?
You should call him, Jerome. Maybe you'll get lucky and he'll mock you.
You can call me Jerome, it's all right. Frick. Read. Educate yourself rather than talking garbage to people.
No, I don't talk garbage.
There's a lot
of people
here in this world.
What garbage did I talk, Jerome?
Well, I can name a bunch of garbage. You haven't made any factual points. You've just kind of name-called.
Let me get in on it.
Talk about nanothermite, the chemical composition of
nanothermite.
Let's talk about free fall speed, all right? Simple physics.
Hey, hold on, Frank. Don't talk over Jerome. Bring Frank back down. Go ahead, Jerome.
He calls up with multiple people on the line, acting a fool. I mean, hey, Frank, I don't know you. I'll have a beer with you, but I can't guarantee we'll get through it, okay? Can't guarantee we'll get through it. So you stop pulling out race car garbage. So what?
Yeah, it was a weak shot there, Jerome. Hey, I got to take a break, and we'll come back with more calls. Johnny in California is coming up next, and your call's at 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
By the way, I'll be filling in for John Stadmiller tomorrow. Join me then. And we're taking calls for the rest of tonight's show, good or bad. We're taking calls. Folks, I don't make the calls. I just take them. 800-313-9443 if you would like to jump on board. Anything's on the table tonight. 800-313-9443. We got another caller in Cali. Who is it? It's, Dallas. I'm sorry. Johnny. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, man. I was listening about your chemtrail stuff, and I was gonna put my two cents in. I started a job in 1997 that required me to be outside all day from like dusk till about 3 p.m. And during the summer months, and it was right around Dallas, I noticed that there was these planes that would fly by. And they were lower than what you would have, like, you know, real contrails from. They were too low. But they were jets, but they were, like, almost like they were coming in for a landing, but they weren't landing, and they had these big tanks on their wings that seemed like the contrails were coming out of, and I was kind of freaking out about it, but no, you know, even back then I was like listening to shortwave, William Cooper and all that stuff, and no one ever talked about it. No one ever said, I'd never heard of chemtrails, never heard of that, but I was watching that. And as soon as I've always been like, you know, I'm talking like 20 years ago almost. As soon as I started hearing people talk about it, they stopped doing, and for like 3 or 4 years there, during the summer, there was never a clear day. It was always overcast, real humid, you know, not much wind. I mean, once in a while, some big storm might come through and blow stuff around, but it was always humid, but it never got over 100. It was real humid, and you could see the sun through the haze, but, am I on the radio?
Yeah, you are. I'm listening, man.
Okay. Well, man, I was outside during this whole time, and you could see but you could look right at the sun, and it was like looking at the moon or something. You could see it. As soon as people started talking about it, like I listened to, you know, like I said, I listened to all shortwave and all that stuff, and I listened to Art Bell, and then finally they started talking about it on Art Bell, and about 6 months later, all that stuff quit. Now, what we got going on now is like high altitude, maybe spraying, but it may not even be going on. I don't know. It could just be contrails, but the thing I want everyone to know is that when 9/11 happened, for the week after that, and I'll try to look this article up, but you know, George Bush issued an order for no fly, right?
Right.
For like a week, no planes were in the air, right? Are you there?
Right. Yeah, I'm listening, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there was, and his global warming was kind of like, well, is it going on or is it not, or blah, blah, blah. But the one thing you couldn't deny, and I don't believe in, like, global warming, stupid carbon or whatever, you know, CO2 caused global warming. But one thing you cannot deny, and you'll never see anyone look into this, and this is really important, I think, is that whether or not they're spraying or whether or not they're chemtrails or contrails, these things affect the weather, man, big time. I mean, even now, whether or not it's rain, maybe they just want us to worry about that or whatever. But even now, you can watch, you know, planes fly over and they'll spread out into big clouds that block the sun and essentially cool the earth off. But what you can't deny about global warming is that the overnight temperatures from like the 60s to the 70s, today they got the overnight lows have always been rising. I mean, people like to worry about the high, you know, how hot it is today or whatever, but the earth hasn't been cooling off as much. And when George Bush, I'm not saying he's a hero or nothing. I'm just saying he just downed the planes because of stupid 9/11, which I know was an inside job and all that. But he downed the planes for 1 week, and there was an article, I think it was by NOAA, or reported by the AP, but it was the stats came from NOAA, and I've looked for it because this is 2001, and I didn't have the internet then. And I think they yanked it, but it was definitely in the Dallas Morning News. I'd like to find that article. because it was like hidden in the weather section, you know. But the overnight lows, just from 1 week, went back to normal because there were no contrails, chemtrails, whatever you want to call them.
So you think that it's directly related, that change in weather was directly related?
The change in weather? No, I'm just saying that the overnight lows, I mean, right. If you look at the green,
it's a change in weather, right?
Is like a real deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you ever been outside and watched planes fly over, and all of a sudden there's a if you watch the actual contrails, they spread out over the sky. This happens even now, and I'm not saying that's chemtrails. That could just be contrails. I'm not saying there's a big conspiracy, but if you really worry about freaking, it's so cold now, I'm not really that worried about it, but if you do worry about man-made global warming, you should probably worry about contrails more than you should about, you know, CO2. Because it definitely has an effect on, because it shades, it. They definitely, the contrails, chemtrails, whatever they are, they definitely affect climate more than anything else man does. And it was proven when George Bush downed the plane, but the people who are running the show, they don't care about what's really provable. They just want their tax and they want their conspiracy. You know, they want to push this CO2 crap on us. It was proven then, and it's been hidden, but I saw it in the Dallas Morning News, in the weather section.
Right. Well, interesting, man. Interesting. You know, I still am not sure what the reason is behind these contrails. I hear what you're saying.
There are contrails, right? I mean, you know,
sure.
That, right?
But they don't act the same way.
What
the contrails dissipate,
okay.
And the chemtrails linger. There's a difference. The contrails, you'll see, they'll start to dissipate, and the
chemtrails
remain,
too.
And they start to spread out.
I'm not a chemtrail denier. I've seen, like, chemtrails that look like they have, like, rainbow lights. I mean, when the light hits them, they look rainbow-colored. Yeah, they're doing some weird stuff, too. Take that aside. What I think we should focus on is the fact that contrails cause more global warming or global change, or they are a huge change to the environment. I mean, they spread out and block the sun. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like so elementary. I don't know why people don't get it, but we're fed such propaganda that we can't focus on that. You know, it's chemtrails. And it's chemtrails. And then we sound like a bunch of crazy people, but there was our actual report out. The overnight lows went back to normal. You know, I mean, and it just got whitewashed because the truth is not really soft.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right, brother. Well, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. And,
all right, man. Thanks.
We'll take more calls on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, It could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alrighty, final segment tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. I want to thank all the callers. 800-313-9443 if you would like to jump in the final moments of the show. We got some room for you. 800-313-9443. We've been talking about geoengineering. We played Rush Limbaugh's clip. I told you about Baphomet and the statue that they're trying to put in Oklahoma City on the Capitol. I also talked a little bit about Jenny McCarthy and vaccines. I talked about the TSA. We did a Grope report and so much more. It was a jam-packed show, as usual. Tomorrow night we'll have Steve Starrs, and then the following night we'll have, Dean Hartwell to talk about his new book. And tomorrow I'll be filling in for John Stadmiller as well. So busy, 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 and the website's got original articles daily, so check it out. There's always good stuff there at bobtuscan.com. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Glenn now. Hello, Glenn.
Whenever I heard your subject about the chemtrails, I had to call in. I've been watching these things for years, and every time we have a front coming in, like the day before the front arrives, they just start bombarding the sky with those things, you know, and I mean, it's like, well, I live real close to Interstate 40, which goes all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast, and the first ones you see will be traveling on Interstate 40 east and west, and there'll be one and two and three, and then before long, then they'll start doing the crisscross pattern like they normally do, and it'll be on a perfectly clear blue sky, and you get up in the morning, you see them spraying, and by noon or earlier, it looked like total overcast, and it just covers the. This isn't contrails; these are chemtrails. They're definitely spraying, and I know it has an effect on the weather because, especially like last summer, we had really bad drought conditions, and these fronts would be approaching from Oklahoma, heading this way, heading east. And it was almost like there was a wall up. The rain would come, and then whenever it got to the line, it would just the rain clouds would just break up, and the rain would stop. And I just heard on the radio the other day where they had declared most of Arkansas and a lot of the southeast a disaster area for the farmers because of the drought conditions, and then on the other hand, part of it was drought conditions, and part of it was from flooding, you know. I mean, how weird is that? I mean, you have flooding and drought conditions, too, that, you know, that caused to be a disaster area. And not only that, but I believe it's connected with the heart, because here in Arkansas, I don't know if you heard the story or not, but there's been two or three different occasions over the last several years where there were thousands of birds that just fell out of the sky, just dead, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, and I mean, just weird stuff like that. And not only that, but I think it causes a lot of respiratory problems. Like they've been spraying really heavy, like the last couple months or so, and just about everybody I know has had some kind of upper respiratory illness, or I've been battling myself for about the last month or so, and I never get sick. And that's why I can't really talk right now. But this is a hot subject for me. It's a hot button because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they have no right to, you know, pollute our air that we breathe with this stuff, and we have no recourse for it. I mean, what can we do, you know? And it's frustrating.
Well, I mean, there are certain things to mitigate our exposure, besides being inside all the time and staying underground. Mm-hmm. Zeolite is one thing that I've heard as a potential to help take some of those toxins out, eating cilantro, lots
really?
Of cilantro.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's, what was I going to say? Bentonite clay, that's
mm-hmm. I've heard about that. Yeah, I'm not real familiar with it, but I need to find out about it because, like I said, it's really common around here now. So many people are having these same problems, and it's not, you know, not coincidence. I don't know what they're spraying. I mean, I know they're they spray aluminum and barium. I mean, that's pretty common knowledge. And connected with Monsanto and the geoengineering and all that kind of stuff, but. They could be spraying any kind of viruses or anything else as well. And, you know, how would we ever know what they're spraying, you know?
Well, that's true. That's true. The other thing I was going to say about detoxing is there's something called a wine rinse. And supposedly this helps quite a bit, where you basically take a really dark red wine, cheap red wine, and you gargle it.
Really?
And you spit it out, and when you spit it out, you'll see a lot of these strands and particles come out. I had a guest on a couple years ago now to talk about this, and he was friendly with somebody who was in the military at some point and knew quite a bit of firsthand information about these trails and went off about it. I think it's interesting. It's called a wine rinse. Now, to be fair here, I've seen some dissenting opinions on that.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check out both sides on the wine rinse thing.
I will, yeah. that would be a pretty economical way to, you know, to handle it, obviously, but...
Yeah, I mean, you buy some cheap dark wine, you can buy a bottle of wine for, I don't know, like $10, $8, and...
Right.
Theoretically, that does the trick. Again, right. I have seen some stuff that's, you know, contrary to that, so...
Mm-hmm, okay. But, yeah, it's a huge problem, I think, as well, you know, along with everything else that they're bombarding us with. It's just one more thing that we have to deal with, but, you know, I really believe that there's going to be some kind of revolt or revolution. It's just a matter of, you know, how many people wake up and when. But, you know, you talk to a lot of people who still nowadays about chemtrails and they look at you like you're crazy, you know, and, it's just like, do you not look up at the sky and see what's going on? Evidently people don't, but it's frustrating at times just trying to, you know, get people to wake up to some of this stuff.
Oh, they look up, but they don't think twice about them. You know, they think it's just normal, and you know, people don't think twice about anything though these days. They just accept everything on face value. It's scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people get so wrapped up in TV and you know, I very seldom even turn my TV on anymore, and I never watch the local news or anything because they just regurgitate what comes out on the line that they're supposed to say, and you know, there's still people that take that stuff for gospel, and it's all a bunch of BS, and you know, people need to search out things on their own, get on the internet or listen to the radio or whatever, because it's like I tell most everybody on the cross, you're not going to get any real news on television anymore. You know, I mean, a lot of people like Rush Limbaugh and that, you know, trying to make the people really know what's going on, trying to make them look stupid. And, you know, people still believe in the left-right paradigm and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a lot to take on. It's a lot to... You know, you kind of get overwhelmed with it at times because there's so many things that we're being bombarded with at the same time. But you know, we have to do something.
I agree, man. Well, I appreciate your call. Stay with it, man. We'll wake some people up one by one. And at the end of the day, we could take a horse to the water, but we can't force them to drink. So we can put the info out there, and if they take an interest in it, then so be it. Everybody's got to go at their own pace, and. Well, I hope that one day these people will get it, but, geez, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll do what we can do. All right, good to hear from you, Glenn. Stay in touch, brother, all right?
All right, sure will. Thank you, man. All right,
take care. All right, that just about does it for us tonight. Get some rest. We'll be back at it tomorrow. I'll be filling in for John Stadmiller. I'll be doing my show with Steve Starrs. 2 weeks from now, we got our health week, or we'll focus in-depthly on health with a cornucopia of different guests. Ty Bollinger's coming on, Dr. Mark Serkis, Liam Sheff, a whole bunch of different guests. So that should be great. Hey, folks, if you support what we're doing here on the Bob Tuscan Show, I would appreciate some financial help. If you have any extra Federal Reserve notes lying around, go to the website, bobtuskin.com. That's B-O-B-T-U-S-K-I-N, bobtuskin.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you will see a Donate to the Tuscan Family green button. Thanks in advance. All right, love you guys. See you tomorrow. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.